Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Well, good morning, Wendy.
Hello, Carol.
I think I should say congratulations and happy
Consumer Rights Day. Yes, an international thing. I just want to go back to the butter thing. I'm guessing that those statistics were done before butter got to be 60, 70, 80 rand per 500 gram block.
Hey? No, apparently oaks are rolling in the cash these days, Wendy. Money is no object when it comes to making a sandwich. Butter, that's why I'm playing lotto this week.
Unless they're doing margarine, not the butter. But butter is another story. Anyway, Consumer Rights Day. The theme this year is very close to my heart. It's an international theme, making the digital marketplace fairer for consumers. So that's online shopping to you and me. And there's one particular product, a weight loss product, that's being sold online only in South Africa at the moment. That's a huge cause for concern for the medical community. It's called the Secret Fat Burner. And the marketing of the product is online. It's typical textbook get slim quick stuff. Okay, so it goes like this. You don't have to be on a strict diet or go to the gym to lose a ton of weight fast. Become a slim, confident winner, sounds like Trump, who feels like losing weight is a breeze with the original Secret Fat Burner. Lose up to 3 kilograms in your first week.
Surely, okay. When you hear something like that, though, your alarm bells already sign.
But and you're saying that as a person that doesn't have a weight loss problem, a weight problem.
Yeah, I'm like, where can I buy this again?
Yeah, you see. That's what happens.
If I believed in a quick fix, trust me, I would be taking it, though, because slogging in the gym every day is not the funnest thing.
Okay, well, let's just say there continues to be a market for these products, okay? People are desperate and they're willing to try. So the packaging claims that the tablets contain a bunch of natural-sounding ingredients, bitter orange extract, cassia seed, green tea extract, my tongue's not working today, yerba mate, guarana, aloe, etc. You get the idea. But on receiving reports from a number of endocrinologists who've had patients come to them with overactive thyroid problems after using this product, the Society for Endocrinology, Metabolism and Diabetes of South Africa, which is a bit of a mouthful, so we'll call it SEMSA for short, they had the product tested by an independent accredited laboratory, which revealed the reason for those side effects. The presence of hydrochlorothiazide, sibutramine, levothyroxine, and triodothrinine. Okay. Mm-hmm. So for starters, those don't sound very natural. I'm sure you'll agree with me.
Yeah.
The sibutramine has been banned in many countries and is no longer registered as an ingredient which can legally be sold in South Africa because the appetite suppressant has been found to increase the risk of irregular heart rhythms and stroke. Okay. Ooh. So you lose the weight, but at what cost?
Risk.
Okay, and what risk? The others are all scheduled ingredients, and products that contain them need to be sold with a prescription. So,
wow.
Yeah, not as serious stuff. SEMSA has said that people taking the product could get palpitations, anxiety, heat intolerance, aggravation of hypertension, which is high blood pressure, and cardiac heart complications, and even heart failure. So if you stop taking it, if you stop taking it, your thyroid function will return to normal within a few weeks. But those with cardiac complications could require some specific therapy by a specialist. So as I said, this is serious stuff. SEMSA has sent a letter to the Medicines Control Council, now known as the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority, warning them that they, you know, if they've seen patients, warning them that about exactly what I said, that patients are being severely affected by this product. So, as SEMSA says, that bans sibutramine aside, this product should be registered as a medicine, and it's not, so it's being sold illegally in terms of the Health Professions Act. And also under the Consumer Protection Act, which I know a bit about, products have to be labeled correctly, and anybody in the supply chain is liable for any harm that is caused to a patient. So that includes these agents that are selling it online, okay? Right, so unsurprisingly, that supply chain appears to be a bit of a secret too. I tracked down two people connected to websites selling the Secret Fat Burner. The one was Vanitas in the Cape, and the other one was Melanota in South Africa here in Glen Ashley, Durban North area. Both people that I got hold of claimed to be just sales agents and refused to give me any details of those who make and distribute the product. So there's 1,000 red flags on its own.
Yeah.
Vanitas has the product listed on its website for sale, but with a sold-out notice. So I sent an email, and Anton responded to my query by saying, we've already been contacted by the MCC, Medicines Control Council, and asked to remove the product from our store. We have complied with the request and no longer sell the product, which doesn't quite explain why it's still on its site. Pushed for more info, he added, I'm sure it's still being sold around the country, but we are not the proprietors of the product. We simply are one of the agents. There are other online stores selling it. It would be best to speak directly with the owners. Lovely, I said. Please give me their details. And that's when he went silent on me. It was the same with so-called Julie of Melanota in South Africa. Unlike Anton, she didn't... give me her full name. So that's, again, always a red flag. So earlier this week, just to make sure that she was still selling it, I got a colleague to email her, the company, inquiring about the product and how they could get it. They were told it was 690 rand a bottle. And it was called one of our very effective weight loss products. But when I sent my media query the next day, it was suddenly out of stock. Julie didn't know of anyone having any adverse effects to, from taking the products, she said. I'm sure the manufacturers and suppliers would have more information about this for you. We do not get involved with production, labeling, or distribution of any sort. Okay, I said. Who are the manufacturers or suppliers? You guessed it. Silence from that point. She went silent to me, she said, I would advise you against jumping to conclusions about our website before discussing this on air, before you hear back from our attorneys. I said, fantastic, get your lawyers to phone me. And my next two emails were ignored. Bottom line, stay away from this product. Its secret is that it contains some hectic ingredients that shouldn't be in the product because they're not declared, and it shouldn't be sold because these products are either banned, or the ingredients are either banned, or they should be sold with a prescription sold with a prescription. So
yeah.
Yeah, just...
You know what's so funny, Wendy, that you're saying is that, like you're saying, so many people are looking for a quick fix for weight loss. And we all know that the heavier you are, the more health complications you have. So here you are heavy, trying to lose weight, and then you buy these products which actually make your health situation
exactly
worse.
Yeah. Well, very good point, Carol. As Dr. Harris Steinman of the Cape, who's rallied and campaigned against these weight loss products for many years, some because they just don't do what they say they're going to do. They're just a waste of money. But in this case, he says many overweight people do have heart issues. And so now you're going to take a product that's going to stress the heart. It's just really, really bad combination.
Yeah. 100%. I think if you do have such a big weight issue that you can't sort out by eating healthier or going to the gym, then the best thing to do is to go and see a doctor, especially before you try and take these over-the-counter quick fixes.
Well, over-the-counter. They buy email, buy online sales. So yeah. You're buying them from anonymous people. It's just really, really dangerous.
I did. Yeah.
You know what I always say? Oprah has all the money in the world. If she had a secret pill, she would be selling it herself.
I like your thinking, Carol. Excellent.
Wendy,
yes.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Go and celebrate your World Consumer Watch Day.
I'm going to go and have a little speech now.
And pop some bottles, man. Pop some bottles. Thanks. You'll be back with the team next week.
Cheers,
thanks,
Ricky.
Wendy.